Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Hey, the third to last daf in our wonderful Masecha Shabbos. We are on Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom. So we started yesterday discussing sugyas related to Mechamer, right, relating to the first mission of the parak back on daf Kuf Nun Gimel, in terms of Erev Shabbos, and you have items and you don't know what to do with them. So we discussed giving them to a non-Jew, giving them to an animal, and then related to that, we started talking about the status of an animal on Shabbos. We've had elsewhere that animals slash trees, both of them are included in the Isser, the Chazal Asered, using them on Shabbos, a tree because you might rip off a branch, and an animal as well. Zeresh Amiyachtov Zmora, maybe you might come to, as one is riding an animal, might rip off a branch from a tree in order to lead the animal. What about animals that you don't usually ride on? What about animals like dogs and cats, v'chulu? Doesn't matter. Chazal asered hishtamshus bibehema. Okay, so then we started getting into a story. How much did they asser? Did they only asser using the animal proper, like sitting on top of the animal? What about using the sides of the animal? Studden. And the Gemara quoted a story about Abaya seeing Rabba, who was playing with his child on the side of a donkey, and giving him a ride. And he said, how can you do that? He says, it's only studden, so it's okay. That was Machlokas, Abaya and Rabba. Keep them names in mind for a point we'll make by the Shem in a couple of minutes. And the Gemara then went into trying to prove whether this was true or not, whether studden was mutter as Rabba answered Abaya or not. So we tried to prove it from the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah, and we ended up not being able to prove it. So now we are at five lines from the bottom. Lema Ketanoi. Let's say maybe this is a machlokas tanoim, whether one is allowed to use studden or not. So the Brisa says, the Tosefta, ain't olon la biyantif, the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to go up on a certain sukkah on yantif, or Shabbat Elazar, Omer Mishim Rabbi Meir, olon la biyantif, you're allowed to, right? Talking maybe about one of the cases in the previous Mishnah that we just quoted. Machlokas about a certain sukkah, whether you're allowed to go up in it on Yantif or not. So my lab hakamiflagi. So what's this machlokas about? Demar savar studin asurin, umar savar mutarin. Maybe this goof is the machlokas. Whether it's studin is asur or not. Remember what we say studin are, if you're using the top of the tree or the top of the animal, right? We're comparing them here. So then that would be a prop. That would be mamish, the item. And that would be asur's time, which is according to everybody. But what about studin? We gave the case where one carves out an area inside a tree in order to lean the schach. So that's not considered using the elon, but it's stud the elon. So is that going to be okay or not? Maybe that's the machlokas tanoim we are suggesting. So machlokas Abaya and Rava, how to understand and how to answer up this claim that maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. So now it's Abaya and Rava. Beforehand we had Rava, now it's Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, lo. No, dekuli amet sadan asur, and it could very well be everybody agrees that studden are usur, as Rabba suggested earlier. The machlokas here is about another step removed. Studden. Well, to see examples of this. Mar savart sadet studden asur, and mar savart sidet studden mutarin. What is the case of sidet studden? What if somebody has a tree, and one has a peg sticking out of the tree, and then the schach are on that peg. So already the side of the tree is considered studded. The peg sticking out is considered studded, at least according to this stage of the Gemara. We'll get to the maskana. So then the schach would be able to, you'd be able to use studded, and as long as you're not using studded. So that's a baya. Maybe everybody agrees studded is usur, and the machlokas is about sidet studded. Rava Amar, no. Manda Asar Bitstadin Asar Nami. Manda Asar Bitstadin Asar Nami Bitsidate Stadin. No, the one who says Asar holds across the board. Manda Shari Bitsidate Stadin Shari Nami Bitstadin. Right, everybody agrees you can't use a tree on Shabbos. The question is there an another step? And if you hold this one other step, then you also hold there are two other steps. That's the Shita of Rava. Good, so that is a machlokas, Abaya and Rava, as we'll get back to soon. But let's continue first now. We try again regarding this issue of studden or tzidet studden. Esveira misharshi el Rava, no'at yaseid be'ilon. If somebody sticks a peg into a tree, v'tala ba'kalkala, and then one hangs a basket on the peg, what's the context here? This is getting us in the mood for Erevin. This is about Erev Trumin. So Lamala, the halacha is that your Erev has to be, if you want to make an Erev Trumin, you want to change your Makom Shvisa, on Shabbos, where your center of existence is on Shabbos, you can put an Erev, but it must be in the same Rishus as you are. You have to be able to get there. We spoke about earlier, Kuf Mem Vav, when we spoke about breaking open things on Shabbos, we spoke about the Gemara there discusses, what if you have the key that's in a box, or the food that's in a box that's locked up, and you don't have the key? So is that considered your being in the same Rishus? So here too, let's say it's in a basket, and it's hanging from a peg that is attached to the tree. So, lamala me'asar tfachim, if it's above 10 tfachim, ein eruva eruv. So we assume that that's not called an eruv. Why? Because it's above 10 tfachim, and Rashi adds, a stam kalkala is at least four wide, and therefore it has the status of Rishus HaYachid. And that's why you can't get it without violating, so it's considered, hu ve'eruvo eino b'makam echad. But lamatum yu tfachim eruva eruv. But if it would be less than 10 tfachim hanging down, it would be a good eruv, and you'd be able to take from the basket and take your eruv. So, taima dina'atz yaseid be'ilon. The only reason this is mutter in the case that was given in the brisa was that you stuck the peg into the tree and the basket's on the peg. But halona'atz, but if you wouldn't have stuck the peg in, but you would have put it directly on, afilu lamatam yu tvachim ein eruva eruv. Even less than 10 tvachim, it would be off limits. Why? You see there's a Tana there that has different opinions about how close to the tree it is, right? To use the tree itself, to use the side of the tree itself, to hang the basket on the tree, not on top, but on the side. Studden would be usser, but one step removed, the basket on the peg, and the basket then is tzidei studden, and then you want to take the bread out of the basket, that's mutter. So it's a kasha on Rava, because Rava says they always go together. Rava says whoever asr studden, asr tzidei studden, and vice versa. So answers the Gemara, now, Amar Rav Papa, hacha bekalkala dechuka askinan. We're talking about a basket which is dechuka. What does that mean? It has a very small hole on top. Very small hole. Rashi says, shepiha tsar, vikitsarahi, vikitmachnis yadu latocha bedochak. That's the docha. You have to stick your hand in, you have to squeeze your hand in. And therefore, if it would be on the tree, if you'd have to take, if it wouldn't be on the peg, if it'd be just on the branch of the tree, so then you'd have to move the tree. So continues the Gemara, askinan, tibahadi deshaka leila eruv kamani leila ilon, because when you take the eruv out of the basket, you're going to have to force to move the tree. And v'kamishtavish b'ila gufei, and that's why it's not, really, it is, there's no difference. It's usur either, or you could say it's mutter in both. Right, stud the Elon and stud that is going to be mutter, according to this opinion. The problem here is that when you take the Eruv out, you're going to have to move the Elon itself. It's not even going to be considered studded, and that's how Rava would interpret this brisa. Just finishing up, the Hilchasa, and what do we paskin? Studden asurin, tzidet studden mutarin. The maskana is that we paskin, studden is usur, and tzidet studden is mutter for a tree and for an animal. So, let's read this in Shulchan Aruch. This is, we've read one Shulchan Aruch in the past, but now we get to read the other one. So the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, says in Simin Shin Hei, Sif Yud Ches, this is the simon about animals in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein roch v'nal gami behema. Now let her ride an animal on Shabbos. Right, this was the case of, remember the Gemara in Chagiga, where Acher is sitting on a horse, and Rav Meir is following him, learning Torah. Acher is giving shir while he's on the horse on Shabbos. And then Acher turns around to Rav Meir and says, ah, Tchum Shabbos, you can't go further. He says, what about you? What about you? Ah, I'm already gone. No, you're not already gone. And then we go into all the Gemara about, Shuvah Banim Shovim Chutz B'Acher, beautiful Gemara, but he was riding. He was violating there against this halacha that he got to the tchum. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so you're not allowed to ride an animal, but lo nitlam aleha, and one can't even be supported by it. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that calls shimush bebale chayim kala lo bechlal rechiva va'asru. All cases of shimush via filu b'makom delekala mechash shemiyachlu zemora. Right, it's low plug. Even in cases where we're not worried that you might come to rip off a branch, or in the desert where there are no trees, or other cases, Gibson still gabkin usser the low plug rabbanon. So what does that allow to ride an animal, or lead on an animal? Afilu bitzida usser lishtamish, even bitzida, even on the side. One might say petting an animal. No, that's moving the animal anyway. But what does that allow to pet? Reb Tzidah al Zilishtabish. Afal Tzidet Stadid could go to Davar Acher Munach al Tzidah. If there's something else on it, let's say there's a horse with a saddle and a saddlebag on it. V'u Mishtamish Bo, mutter. Right? If there's something on the side of the animal, but something off the animal, the bag, and I'm going to put something into the bag and take something out of the bag, so that would be says the Shulchan Aruch, that would be okay. Right? That was v'mishtamish bo, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that. Then it talks about if you go on the animal, you ought to come off the animal, v'chulah. But that's the sugya of animals. What about trees? So that's later on. Shin lam and vav. Same lashon. Ein olin be'ilon. Be'lach ben yavish. Right? Even if it's a dead tree. Still considered a tree. Vein nitzlin bo, vein mishtamshin b'mechubar l'karka klal. Where does not allow to have any mishtamshus with a tree? Gezerah shemayala v'yitlosh. Right, gezerah, you might come to go up and break off a branch. Allah b'ilam b'shabbos, but if you went up on the tree on Shabbos, b'shogi, you got to come down. B'mezid, you got to stay there. Also later, because coming down, I'm going to be using the branches. So Chazal recodes you that one has to stay there until, obviously not la'olam, but until Motzei Shabbos. What if you went up on Friday? V'cholu is discussed. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But now we continue. A couple of other yesodos. This we already had in this Pesachta. Shar she'ilan ha'gavoh min ha'ar shlosha tvachim. What if you just have a stump? A stump of a tree. So it depends how tall it is. If it's shlosha tvachim, so that is considered a tree. As ashel l'shtamish b'hem, less than three tvachim, there is no problem mutter l'shtamish b'hem dikakarka chashivi, because that is considered karka. The Shulchan Aruch that says that's one of the reasons why you're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. It's not three tvachim tall. And you have no kavana. Mutter lelech agabi asavim be'lachem ben yaveshim kibosh enem eskavim litzlosh. You don't have kavana. If I sit on the lawn and I play with the grass, that's not allowed. Because that's muksa, and I might, there's a good chance you play with grass, you might pick something out. But walking on grass is not a problem. Sitting on grass is not a problem. Right? But it's just, play with it with one's hands. Aval ha'ochlim, and then he talks about, what about if somebody has a picnic over grass on Shabbos, v'chulim. Okay, but then the Shulchan Aruch later on then says, the chilik that we just had in our, we're going to get to it now, but the Tzadin and the Tzidit Tzadin, that's discussed also here in Simin Shin Lamed Vav. Okay, I guess that's the cases of putting a jacket on a tree. Or the hammock case. That's the case that all the posts can talk about. The hammock case. How do you put a hammock? Let's say you want to put a hammock up between two trees. So putting the hammock up on the trees is not a problem. That's a problem. You're using the Elon. What about putting up the hammock on Shabbos? Putting up the hammock on Shabbos, you have something sticking out of a tree. You have a peg sticking out of a tree, and then you can put up the hammock there on Shabbos. That's also a problem, because I'm using the peg. I'm using studded. If the hammock is already up on Shabbos, the hammock is connected to the peg, which is connected to the tree. So the hammock is seedate studded, then going in that hammock on Shabbos is okay. Because that's using seedate studded, and that would be not included in the gzera. Good. Two other important haris to have on this line. One halachic and one more lamdas. There's a machlokas. Erev Tchumen. Make a bracha when you send an Erev Tchum. Make a bracha when you put an Erev Tchum out at the end of your 2000 amos. You want to go to the next city on Shabbos. So you put out, there's a Kiddush. You want to go to the Kiddush. So do you make a bracha? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Right, it's not such a common case anymore, but it happens in the country. Somebody wants to make an Erev Tchumen, right, somewhere in a place. It's a machlokas. The Rambam says, the end of the sixth perek, in Hilchas Erevin, Kishem Shemavarchen al Eruve Chatzeros Vishitufe Mavaos, just like we make a bracha on Erev Chatzeros Vishitufe Mavaos. As we know, there are three types of Erevs. Erev Chatzeros, which you have houses going into a yard, and on a Doraisa level, that is a Rishas Hayachid, as we'll talk more about by the Shem next week. But on a Darabana level, because it's a semi-public area, Chazal said, make an Erev Chatzeros. Right, that's whenever we have Erevs, Bizman Hazeh, that's an Erev Chatzeros, because it is not a Rishus HaRabim Da'araisa, or else you wouldn't be able to have the Erev in the first place, so it's considered, let's say, a Chatzer, a Carmelis. So that is why Chazal say you make an Erev Chatzeros. So, the Rambam says, just like there's a bracha on an Erev Chatzeros, or a Sheet of Mavaos, which is discussed at the beginning of Erevin, where you have yards going into alleyways, in order to allow carry in that alleyway from the yards, you have to make a shituf. The same exact idea. An Erev Chatzeros is houses to Chatzeros, and a Sheet of Mavos is Chatzeros to alleyways. So just like you make a bracha there, kach mevarchen alei ruvei tchumen. So too, Erev Tchumen. The third type of Erev is Erev Tafshilin. Not for now. But just like you make a bracha on these two, so too on Erev Tchumen. It's fascinating. The Rambam says Kishem. We always point out, the Rambam never has to say Kishem. Why didn't he just say, you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen? The fact that he says Kishem means there's some type of conceptual connection between all of these. Just like, though, one has to do with being able to carry within a Rishus, and one has to do with extending your Rishus. Erev Tchum. But the Rambam puts it together. And the Ravid says, I don't know what you're talking about. Amar Avram behechad tzivanu la'ari b'tchumen. What kind of bracha are you going to make? What kind of mitzvah is there to be b'ari b'tchumen? Bishlama eruv chatzeres v'shita mavos. Fine by the others, yesh bohen heker l'shabiz shelola hotzi l'rishus arabim. You're fulfilling a mitzvah d'rabanan. You have this reality. Chazal say that you need to make an eruv chatzeres. Ela hakula nafka mine l'shabes v'lo chumra. But by Erev Tchumen, you're creating a kula, not a chumra. V'yavo bishen ma'arvin ela what's the kula? You can now carry, you can do something. Why is that a kula? The Bhagavad Mishnah here asks. Erev Chatzeres is also a kula. Right, and here, you're not only creating a kula, you're creating a chumra in the other direction. Right, because if you have more space going one way, right, the other way is not. So v'yafal pi she'ein ma'ar, and then the Ravid adds, v'yafal pi she'ein ma'ar ben elu l'dvar mitzvah, and even though, yeah, the motivation of why you can make your Erev Tchumen might only be allowed for a dvar mitzvah, ein ha-mitzvah no ga'as la'eruv. The motivation for your actions might be a mitzvah, but your action itself is not specifically a chiyuv, v'ech yomar v'tzivano mitzvahs eruv. That's the Ravid. But the Rambam obviously is very comfortable. He doesn't think there's such a difference between Chatzeres and Tchumen. Why is that? So one might say Rav Shechter has a piece at Eretz Tzvi where he discusses different types of brachos, but this is one of the examples that he gives of a bracha on a chalos. A bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. Sometimes you have a bracha on a maisa ha-mitzvah, and sometimes you have a bracha on a chalos, on a certain effect. That might be the bracha on tevila. That might be the bracha on shchita. Also by Shchita, the poskim on the first page of Yeredeia, the Yad Avram on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch discusses, is there a mitzvah of Shchita? Some Rishonim are even bothered, the Ravid, Lishitasu maybe, the Ravid is even bothered, maybe he shouldn't even count it as a mitzvah. Ah, but it's a matir. It's a matir. Even a matir might be enough to count as a mitzvah and maybe make a bracha. Shchita, tefillah, maybe even a bracha on a chalos, it's today's mitzvah shir. Those who listen to the mitzvah shir, today we're doing mitzvah 421, the mitzvah of tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin also might be, why do we make two brachos? One might be on the maisa mitzvah tefillin, one might be on the state of wearing tefillin. Hashem will talk about that. But this is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen. Good. Then the other point to make here is Tosfos. Tosfos asks, without answering, we just had a machlokas here between Abaye and Rava. Rava said, on the bottom, you can distinguish. Right, Rava says that you don't distinguish. That Stadin and Stadin, they're either all Aser or all Mutter. And Abaya says, no, you can be Mechalik. Stadin are Aser, Tzidik Stadin are Mutter. And who do we paskin like? Paskin like Abaya. Machlok and Abaya and Rava paskin like Abaya. Ask Tosfos, why isn't this on the Yal Kagam list? We know Machlokos, Abaya and Rava throughout Shas, we always paskin like Rava, except for six cases. The problem is, there's a Machlokos what those six cases are, but either way, some of them are all agreed upon, the Laman is a machlokas, but the Al-Kagam, right, Yesh Lobidas, Yizomi Lomafreya, right, the other ones, right, Mumar Lahachis is discussed, and Mumar Lateyavon, and that's so in the Sanhedrin. Anyways, there are six cases, even though some of them are machlokas, but why isn't this one on the list? We pass it like Abaya, it's also one of the exceptions. Tosis does not answer the question, he just says, the table of Rebbe, Amai Lochashav Hani, Bahadi Yalkagam, Kasha. So what's the answer? What do you have to say? So the Ritva, one answer could be that maybe they're not saying their own shitos. They're explaining the Gemara, the Brises. They're explaining the other shitos. So it's not really their own. It's not like there's a machlokas of yesh lo bidas, have a yesh lo, have a yesh. Right here, you don't even get the sense from the flow of the Gemara that they're just explaining. It's not known as a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. They're giving pshat to other opinions. That could be number one. Or number two, the other way to get out of it, and that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, "Ein limno zuim yalkagam." Why? De kaimalan bahu de hacha efshar de abaya sfir lefi lutzidit stadin asurin de haukimta kitanoi vokmele rabbanon de kasavrisha asurin. What did Abaya say? Abaya said everybody agrees stadin is asur, and the machlokas is by tzidit stadin. But it didn't say what he paskins in tzidit stadin. He just said the machlokas is by tzidit stadin. Maybe he paskins like the rabbanon in that machlokes, which who hold that tzidis other is also aser. So it's not. It's a similar idea that we just said. Abai is not saying his own shita here. He's just saying that what the machlokes tanoiv is about. Good. I forgot to mention that Chashukei Chabad has a case. What happens if your talis, you're walking home and you're wearing your talis, or you're walking to shul and your talis gets caught on some bushes? You got to take your talis off the bushes? Right, that's Hishtabshus Be'ilon. So if part of it is still on you, then for sure it's mutter. Just keep walking. Right? What happens though if it's like, and let's say it falls off. Falls off. Let's say you gave your talis to your child and he dropped it. And parts of it on the bushes, parts on the floor. So if part of it is on the floor, just pick up that part and the other part comes with it. But if it's all on the bushes, is there an issue of bizayon? Right? If there's a ball that goes at the bushes, you're not going to take it out. You're going to move the bushes. Right? If little kids are playing with a ball, gets caught. So you might say mutav sheishog again if they're not going to listen. But if they could listen, what else to say? But what about if there's a talus? He discusses that. Again, you have an issue of you don't want to leave a talus there all Shabbos. But once you try to make sure not to get anything stuck in the bushes on Shabbos. Okay. We continue. Amar Rav Ashi, hashta to amrit, studin asurin. Now that we have just said that studin are asur, haidarga de mitzla. Somebody has a ladder. Lo linche inish adikla tahavi luhut studin. One shouldn't lean on the pegs because that will be study, right? You have a ladder going up somewhere. You're not going up to go into a treehouse because that would be also to be on the treehouse on Shabbos. But you have a ladder going up and it's leaning on a tree, on pegs. So one should not lean on the pegs because that would be using study ilon. Ela linche agavzoi levami dikla. Lean on the pegs. I'm sorry. You shouldn't lean the ladder against the tree itself. You should lean the ladder against the pegs, lamar midikla, that go out from the tree. Because then the ladder is tzidei tzadin. V'chisalik, and when one goes up the ladder, l'leinich kare agavzoi, one shouldn't lean their body on the pegs, l'litzach akonin, just on the rungs, and therefore the person would be using tzidei tzadin. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, dealing more with animal issues. And muksa issues, a couple of items that come up. So matirin pakiye amir lefnei behema umefas besinis akipin avalos azirin. We have three nouns here, three types of food that are being used for animals. We have amir, kipin, and zirin. The Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara is going to have two dayas exactly how to understand our Mishnah. But matirin means to untie. That we know. Matirin means you're allowed to untie these bundles on for your animal on Shabbos. Umefas besin as a kipid, you're allowed to spread around kipid, which is another type of bundle, but not zirin. What's wrong with zirin? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. What's the potential issue here that is being discussed? Why wouldn't you be able to do something? Why would you be able to? So what's not listed in the Gemara is matir, untying. Why isn't that listed in the Gemara? So the Shittiki Barim here says, Pashas, it must not be a Ketesh HaKayama. It must be that it's not a type of knot that you wouldn't be able to untie on Shabbos. Number one, if you look in the Rishash here, maybe it's that you did a knot that you planned to untie, you know, that day, whatever it was. You did it within 24 hours earlier, and you planned to untie it, so even if it was made as a Kesher Kayama, right, this gets back to issues we discussed in the earlier Prakim, in Eluk Sharim, Machlokas Rishonim, if you remember then, are there two ingredients for the Issa Daraisa, or, and the Darabanan, or one? Do you need Kesher Kayama and Maisa Uma? Do you just need one or the other? We discussed the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Rif, etc. Either way, so there's some type of circumstance where there's no Issa of Matir, because the Gemara does not mention that. So what's the issue? The issue is Tircha. The issue is Tircha Yisera. Right? How much are you allowed to bother yourself to be able to make food ready for your animal to eat on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to untie Pakiye Amir. You're allowed to spread out the Kipin, but not the Zirin. That's step stage one. Part two of the Mishnah. Ein Maraskin. You can't crush. Lo asa shachas, lo asa charuv, lefnei behema. What is not allowed to crush? Shachas, which is a type of straw, charuvit, carobs, in order for the animal to eat. Bein daka, bein gasa. Daka or gasa, little animals or larger animals. Rabbi Yehuda mata, b'chuvin l'daka, and Rabbi Yehuda allows charuvin for a daka, right? Because the daka wouldn't be able to eat it otherwise, so that's why he allows you to do that with for the daka. Another malacha that's not mentioned here that we have to talk about, and that is, what about tochein? Are you allowed to crush anything on Shabbos? Right, so there are two malachas that are assumed in the Mishnah that you're not violating. We just have to figure out exactly why. So kosher the Rishonim do, tochei ben Hashem will do a little bit later in the Gemara. Okay, so let's try to figure out what the Gemara means. So machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amora. So Amar Rav Huna, heinin pekiyin, heinin kipin. Pekiyin and kipin are the first two types of the Mishnah, are the same thing. The only difference is pekiyin shrei, kipin tlasa. Pekiyin means it has, it's tied on two sides, like the two ends of it. And kipin has three ties, like one tie around in the middle. Zirin da'arzi. Zirin, what you're not allowed to do is da'arzi, that's cedar wood. Rashi says that is usually used for firewood, not for animal fodder. That's why it's going to be more chamor here. V'hachi kamar, and says Rav Huna, this is my shita in the Mishnah. Matirin v'kiei amir lefnei behema. U'mefash besid v'hu adin lekipin. Really, there's no difference between tied two and tied three. The Mishnah says you're allowed to untie that and spread it around. That's what the animal needs. Avaloas azirin, lo v'fash besid v'vahatir. You can't do anything with the zirin. Why not? Amar Rav Chisda, my time at Rav Huna. Kasavar, lemitrach ba'uchla tarchinan, l'shvuye ochla, lo mashvinan. Says Rav Huna, in order to be matriach, you have food, you have animal fodder. To be matriach and animal fodder for the animal, that's okay. To create animal fodder, that's more chamor on a drabbanan level. So because these arazim are really designated for firewood, in order to process it and to make it into animal fodder, that's a type of creation. Ochla lomashvinan. Right, what malacha are you doing here? So this reminds us a little bit of, maybe, Rashi Adaf Nun Aleph. Remember Rashi there described crushing the ice, maraskin, and Rashi there used the lashon of molid. Not nolad, but molid. Creation of something on a drabbanan level. So that's what Rav Huna says here. To be toreach in the animal fodder is okay. To create animal fodder is not okay. So that's Rav Huda's pshat of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, we'll see, has exactly the opposite. Rav Yehuda Amar, Hein, Pekiyin, Hein, Zirin. I think the Pekiyin, the first, and the Zirin, the last, are the same. Pekiyin, Trey, Zirin, Tlasa. Kipin, the middle one, Da'arzi. Kipin, which is the Arzi, that's Mutter, Mefashbasin. So what's going on here? So V'achi Kamar, says Rav Yehuda, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. Matirit Pekiyei Amir Lefnei Behema, Avol Pishpusei Lo, you're allowed to untie the Pekiyin, which is tied with just two, but you can't spread it around, because that's too much of a Tircha. Can't be Torah so much for your animal. V'kipin, Pishpusei Nami Mefas Pesinon. And Kipin, you're even allowed to scatter around the most Mako. What the Rav Huda said was the most machmir. Rav Huda says it's the most mako. We'll see why. But zirin is like the first, like the pekiyin. You can't spread it around, you can only untie them. Amar Rava by Taibad Rav Yehuda. What's the svar for Rav Yehuda? For Rav Yehuda, kesavar shivuye ochlen mashvinan mitrach ba'ochla lo tarchinan. Just the opposite. The animal needs food, so you can give the animal food on Shabbos. You could even create that food. If you're not really creating something on a Daraisa level, so there are bun at all, you can create it. But extra tircha for an animal, not allowed to do on Shabbos. So it's exactly the opposite. And says the Ritva, even though we would have said the opposite, right, creating something is usually more chamor than being toreach in something, says the Gemara, according to this opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, that he doesn't hold that. He says, Afagav de shari uchla chashuv tikun tvei, even though it's more of a tikkun, mikamakob, kiva de latzarech behemto, hu shari, aval bemitrach beuchla, davi shalo tzarech asira. Creating something where there's a real tzarech would be okay. But being toreach where there's not as much of a tzarech would not be okay. That is Rav Yehuda's opinion. So, opposite in direction. So, let's see if this is true. Let's try to ask some questions. Tanan, but what about the second half of our Mishnah? Ein maraskin es ha-shachat v'zacharum l'fnei behema. Bein daka bein gaso. You're not allowed to crush up any of this food, any of this fodder for the animal. My love, charuvin dubi t'shachas. Isn't charuvin similar to shachas? Charuvin, the calves, is similar to the fodder. Ma shachas d'rechichi, just like the fodder itself is naturally soft. Av charuvin d'rechichi. The charuvin that we're talking about are soft. Alma, and it says you're not allowed to crush it. Alma lo tarchina ba'uchla v'tziyufta d'Rav Huna. Is this a kasha d'Rav Huna? Because the second half of our Mishnah seems to say you're not allowed to be toreach. It's something Kashan Rav Huna, the first opinion. So I'm like, Rav Huna, lo. Shachas dumi to charuvin. Maybe it's the opposite. We're talking about very hard fodder. Ma charuvin da akushe, afshachas da akushe. Right, we're talking about very hard fodder, meaning, lamaisa, it's not called food yet. And that's why it would be a problem. Hey, chemish kachazah, when do you ever have such fodder? That's not going to be edible by the animal. But ile zutre, by young donkeys. Which is, they have very soft teeth, they're not able to chew, and therefore, it's really not considered food until you do this for them. So that's really ashvuye uchla, that's why it's a problem, according to Rav Huna. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll have to get back to the tochein issue. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda, what about the last sheet of the Mishnah? The Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to crush any of it. And Rabbi Yehuda, Mata b'charuvin l'daka. Rabbi Yehuda says, for daka, for little animals, you'll have to crush up the charuvin. Ladaka in lagasolo. So we're medayik only for the dakas and not for the gasas. Says the Gemara. Why does that make sense? Why should there be a distinction? E amar vishlama. If you say that the Tanakama savar mitrach ba'uchla lo tarchidon shivuye mashvidon. If the Tanakama holds that you can't be torech, but you can create Hainutaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, Cheruva the Daka Namim Shavi Ochlohu. That's where Rabbi Yehuda adds, well, for a Daka, they can't eat this. So that's why I'm going to allow this too, because I think this is also a Shvuye Uchla. Ela I Amar Tanakaba Savar Shavi Uchla Loba Shvidan, Mitrach Bochla Tarchidan, but if it's the opposite that the Tanakaba holds, that it's more chomer to create, but you're allowed to be Toreach. Rabbi Yehuda, matir b'cheruvin ladaka, kol shekein lagasa. So what do you mean? If it's an issue of being matir tircha, so then what do you mean you matir the daka and not the gasa? Gasa is even less tircha. So if you matir something in the world of gasa, surely it should be matir gasa. Because gasa, the larger animals, you have to be torech less. So the Gemara answers, no. Mi savers daka daka mamish. No, daka doesn't mean what you think it means. Daka doesn't mean small animals. My daka gasa. No, what he meant, very unusual reading of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, but daka really means gasa. Well, my car like daka, why does he call it a daka? The daika ba'ochla. It's very makpid in its eating. It's medayik in its eating. That's why the daka is, the gasa is called daka. Says the Gemara 1 minute, how many tzani reisha be daka be gasa, milchad rabbi huda daka daka mamish kamar, but the Tanakama said be daka be gasa, so you see daka means daka, and gasa means gasa. Kasha, no answer given to that problem, so we leave that's a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a bomb, Kasha, but it's a question, so we have to leave him. Let's just finish up, and then Bez Hashem will get back to the question we left off with. Tashma, let's try again. The Mishnah says on tomorrow's daf, Mechatkin is had to lu in Lafayah Behema, when there's a lot of cut up melons or gourds for an animal on Shabbos, Vesanavela Lafayah Klavim, and obviously it's already cut. Right, we're not talking about the Malach of Kotzer there. You had to cut it up as a nevela levnei klavim and a piece of meat, nevela for a dog. So my lav, dluin, dumya the nevela. So same idea. Aren't these put together to compare them? Dluin, the gourds are similar to the nevela. Meat is soft. Ma nevela durechicha av dluin durechichi. Aren't we talking about soft items? And you see, you're allowed to bother yourself in order to prepare it. Alma tarchinan ba'uchla v'tziyufta the Rav Yehuda. Again, kachan Rav Yehuda. The second opinion, who said that you are allowed to be Toreach. So Amar Lachar Yehuda, no, lo, Nevela Dumya de Deluin, the opposite. Ma Deluin da Ashuni, af Nevela da Ashuna. Just like we're talking about Deluin that are hard, so to Nevela. Vehechem Ishkachazla, how do you have that? Babasar Pili, elephant meat. Elephant meat is very tough. Inami, Bugur Yasa Zutri. We're talking about little dogs, little puppies that require it. So both these cases, it's Ashvuye Ochla, not Tiruche Ochla. Okay, so he answered up for Rabbi Yehuda there. Tashma, last try. Tatani Rav Chanan Minaharda, Mifarchinon, Teven, Vaaspasta, Uma Arvin. Where there's a lot of crush up grain and fodder and mix it all in together. Alma Tarchina Bochla. So again, you see, you're allowed to be Toreach. Against the sheet that I say, you're allowed to be Toreach. Answer, again, maybe we're talking about a certain type of tevin that is not edible by itself. Tevin, betiv desarya, we're talking about spoiled tevin, aspasta, be'ili zutri. Again, we're talking about those young donkeys. Good. Getting back to the, could I ask you about this brisa too? All these brises are only worried about tochein in terms of tircha. What about the malach of tochein? It's the daraisa of tochein. So what about the malacha of tochein? So maybe we'll have enough for each year about this, but just to mention, there are a couple of limitations relating to the malacha of tochein. some mentioned in the Gemara, mostly mentioned in the Rishonim. First of all, the obvious, the answer that's the probably is the simplest answer to give here is, it doesn't mean literally crushing up to the smallest size possible. It means cutting it small, even though it uses the Lashon in the previous Mishnah of Miraskin, which sounds like crushing, maybe it means cutting to small pieces, but not tiny pieces, so it's not the malacha of Tochei. Number one. But there are other limitations that are given by the Rishonim. We know the Rishonim say, and we quote this in the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshen says, Ein Tochein Ela B'Gidulei Karka. That doesn't help here. It only applies to Gidulei Karka. There's no Tochein by Tuta fish. But this is Gidulei Karka, so that limitation doesn't help us. But there are two other limitations involved. One might help us. Ein tochein achar tochein. Right, there's no tochein achar tochein. If I crush up a piece of challah, I have a piece of challah and I want to crush it up to put it into my soup. So, there's no malacha there of tochein because it was already crushed up once. It was made into flour and now it's made into bread. So, ein tochein achar tochein. We also, Ron quotes that earlier in the Masechta. Ein tochein achar tochein. That also doesn't help us here because it sounds like we're talking about grain that grew. So, those two don't help us. Right, but the last point help us is this is the most controversial one. The most controversial heter of tochein is there a heter of miyad by tochein? We know there's a heter of miyad by borer. You need all three by borer. Ochel yad la'alter. What about by tochein? Most malachos don't have a heter of miyad. What about tochein? So the Rashba writes in a tshuva, you have the heter. There's a heter of miyad also by tochein, just like borer. And the Rama quotes the Rashba. Rama quotes this Shuvas HaRashba. The problem is, all other Rishonim reject it. If you look at the Shiltiki Borim, so Daf Lamed Beizim and Aleph, right here, the Dafi Arif, he says, what are you talking about, Rashba? Where do you ever have that? It's a special din of Borer. You could do all Malachis. V'tamahani olav, t'kiva do'a isra, hum yishub tochei, mali tochei, nebo bayom, ola alter, ola machar. V'chikala malachas kulan, shari las osan, b'ditzarech la'osa malacha la'alter. V'alter shivani mi breira. Don't ask me, that's a special din. By Borer, but you don't have it by any other malacha. And that's why the Achronim, the Nosei Kehilah, but Shulchan Aruch quote, it's better not to rely on this. To not to rely on this because it's a Rashba, it's a Rama. Yishbi abalismoch, balachadchila, for sure, not to rely on it because this is, not accepted by Rove Rishonim. But maybe that's what maybe this is one of the places where the Rashba got it from. You know, why would this be okay? Why would this be okay? So maybe it's because he thinks this has the heter of miyad. Right? You're about to give it to your animal. Okay. Maybe we'll talk more about tochei, Be'ez Hashem. We'll try to have a shiur on it. Says the Mishnah right here. Kuf, nun, hey, amid beis. Ein, obsedes agamal. Other animal issues. How are you allowed to feed your animal on Shabbos? Ein, obsedes agamal. All these verbs now in this Mishnah are about feeding and stuffing one's animal. You can't be oves the gamal, which is a very serious pushing it into their mouth and overstuffing them. The Rambam says this is a gzeira mishum tochein or lush. That's the reason for this isser. You can't do that because you might want to make it smaller, you might want to make it softer and wetter to put in the mouth of your animal. Other Rishonim say it's just tircha yisera. Right, either way, tirchi yisera or uvde dechol, something in that world. So either way, you're not allowed to overstuff your camel, velo darsin. And you can't be doraced it, that's another level, a little less than oves. Avo mal eaten, but you can be mal eaten, which is the softest level, and we'll have to see, the Gemara will explain what each of these verbs mean. Next, that's by camels. Ve'ein ma'amirin escho agalim, avo mal eaten. Same thing, you're allowed to be mal it, but you're not allowed to be ma'amirin, that's the word used for calves. Umahalketin latarnagolim, and you're allowed to be mahalket, another verb to latarnagolim, somehow feeding them, but don't say my morson. And you're also allowed to add some water to the morson, to the food that they're gonna eat. Tomorrow we're gonna talk about lush. Avalokovlin, but you can't actually knead it. You can just add the water, but you can't knead it with your hands. Veinosimai, and third part of the Mishnah, veinosimayim lefei dvorim, lefei yonim shebishavach, one is not allowed to give water to bees or to other birds, which might not need your food. But you're allowed to put it in front of these other animals that I will see in the Gemara rely on you for food. Good. My ain ovse, what does it mean? You're not allowed to be ovase. You're not allowed to overstuff the camel. What does that mean? Amar of Yehuda, ain osin la avus, betok ve'eha. An avus is a trough. Right, so you're not allowed to make them into a trough, meaning feed them so much. It's like you're putting the food into the trough. Me'iga ki agavna, is there such a thing? of overstuffing the animal so much? The Gemara says, yeah, in. Kida amar Rav Yirmiyah midifti, ledidi chazi le'ahutaya. I once saw a merchant, da'ach la'kura vat'ina kura, that fed his animal a kur of food, and therefore widened his animal, and was able to put another kur of a load on the back of the animal. So you see an example of somebody who overstuffs their animal. Ein ma'mirin. So that was not allowed by a camel. And by a calf, you're not allowed to be ma'mir. Ezehi amra ve'ezehi alata. What's the chilek? By a calf, it says, you're not allowed to be ma'mir, but you're allowed to be malit. So what exactly is the distinction? So, two days. Amra of Yehuda, hamra alo makom sheni yecholo lahachsir. Hamra, you stick it so far into the animal's mouth that it can't spit it out if it would want to. Halata lamakam sheyichol lahachzir. Halata is not as deep. Rav Chizda Amar, no, idvi idi lamakam sheyichol lahachzir. Both are talking about cases where it's not going to be able to spit it out. Vahamra'a bikli, which is a more serious putting in, halata biyad. That's the distinction. So Masav Rav Yosef, is that really the distinction? Mahalkitin latarnagolim, vein sarach lomar shem malkitin. For tarnagolim, you're allowed to even do mahalkitin, which is the serious type of pushing into their mouth. And surely malkitin. Vein malkitin liyoni shovach liyoni aliyah, but you're not allowed to even do the lighter one for the yonim. Vein sarach lomar shem mahalkitin. My mahalkitin and my malkitin. What are these verbs? Mahalkitin is the more serious one. Malkitin is the less. Ilema mahalkitin de safile biyadayim malkitin de shadiluhu kamayu. If the cutoff is, one is, the more serious one is putting it into their mouths, and the other, the less serious one, is just putting it on the floor in front of them. Michlad de yoni shavav yoni aliyah mishta kamayu namilo? What, so by the yonim you can't even put it on the floor in front of them? That doesn't make sense. The chila can't be in the mouth and on the floor. So elalav, what must be the distinction? But mahalkitin lamakam shedi chola lahachzir. Malkitin lamakam shedi chola lahachzir. Right, it sounds like that's the distinction when it comes to these types of animals. Michlal dahamra bikli. And michlal, that the verb that we didn't even discuss in this brisa, the more serious one, the hamra, is you do the same thing, but with a kli. So, is if it's yufta the Rabbi Yehuda, so this is Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda who says that the hamra'a is in yichol lahachzir. He doesn't even make a distinction between hamra'a being with a kli or not. So, but before we have the distinction of this brisa, and there's another verb that's not even in the brisa, which is more serious. So it must be that's talking about kli. So I'm lachar Yehuda now laola mahalkin to the savile biyadayim malkin to shadile kamayu. It could be that the difference is in the mouth or on the floor. I would kashi lacha yoni shavav yoni aliyah lemishta kamayu nami lo. I so why wouldn't you be able to put it on the floor? So the Gemara answers, well, there's a different issue here. The issue about putting it in the animal's mouth is either gzeira, you might come to be tochet or lush, or tircha yaseira. The issue here is a separate issue. Hani mizonos an alecha. Mahani e mizonos an alecha. The difference is whether animals rely on you for food or not. And if an animal does not rely on you for food, then you're not allowed to feed it. Maybe gzeira shem yatsud. The chulu kidatanya, as the brisa says, nos ni mizonos lefnei akelev, ve'e nos mizonos lefnei chazir. You're allowed to give food to a dog, but you're not allowed to give food to a pig. Uma hefesh pe zel azeh, what's the difference? Zem mizonos of alecha, ve'e no mizonos of alecha. The dog relies on you for food. The pig could find it on its own. So that's the distinction. Amar of Ashi, masizanami deka. And the Mishnah itself, the end of the Mishnah proves this. Why? Because what did the end of the Mishnah say? You can't give water to bees or yonim. These yonim in the shovach. But you're allowed to give water to geese or chickens. V'chulu. My taima. Why wouldn't you be able to give water to the first group of animals? Isn't that the distinction? Whether they rely on you for food or not? So, that's a raya. So the Gemara knocks out the raya. Ula taimeich one minute. My arya maya filu chidi v'sari nami lo. If you're telling me that the issue is ein mizonoson alav, so why are we talking about water? Should we talk about all food? Why dafka water? There must be a different reason here. Ela shiny maya the shchichi ba'agma. The issue must be that water is always there for the taking for all animals. That's why it's usur. Even without the distinction of mizonos and mizonos and alecha, the issue must be that this is for sure an extra tircha. So what the Gemara just do, we knocked out the dekanami. We knocked out the dekanami, but we go back to the original. The answer still stands. We just don't have a dekanami from the Gemara. Oh, very important machlokas here between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran reads this Gemara as saying, so what does the Gemara have in Maskana? Even if they don't rely on you for food, you're only not allowed to give them if it's shchiach for them. But if it's lo shchiach for them, if it's not around, then even if they don't rely on you for food, it would be mutter to give them. That's the Shita of the Ran. And therefore he says, I don't understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds, Beferish, that if animals do not rely on you for food, you can't give them anything. Period. Even if, no distinctions, even if the food is not so commonly found in the place where the animals are. So the Ran quotes the Rambam, and he says, argue with him. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that if animals do not rely on you for food, then one is not allowed to feed them, even if the food is not commonly available in the area. The Magen Avraham points that out in Siman Shin Chaf Dalet, and that's what we discussed in the past, the controversy relating to throwing food out to the birds, Shabbat Shira, and throwing, bread on Rosh Hashanah for Tashlich. So the poskim say one shouldn't do that, right? Because that's an isedra abanan of feeding the fish, and we pass like the Rambam, right? You might say even according to the Ran, there's food available for the fish, but even if not, we pass it like the Rambam lechadchila. The Aruch HaShulchan has the heter being masik the minhag by Shabbat Shira. You're doing it l'shem mitzvah. L'shem minhag mitzvah, not doing it l'shem feeding them, so maybe the gzera was ever included here. Okay, either way, let's just do two more minutes. Says the Gemara, Darash Rebbe Yonah Pischa de Benesia, my dichsiv, what does it mean? Yodea tzadik din dalam, Hashem knows the din of the poor. Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekelev shem mizonos ha-muatim, Hashem knows the dog that never gets any food. Lefichach, that's why he created the dog as Shobach, he lost a b'yav gibel yamim. He has a very slow digestive system. His food could stay in his stomach for 3 days. How do we know that? From a Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos. If a dog eats a chelik min hames, and then the dog dies. If the dog is alive, then the dog is not mitame, because that's called tumah belua. But what if the dog dies? So is that dog now mitame ba'ohel? A nevel is not mitame ba'ohel, but the flesh of the person inside of him. Is that matame? Well, it depends how long ago he ate it. Kama tishach hilasa b'meyav v'yetame b'kelav gibel yamim me'es la'es. 3 days, 3 24-hour periods. So you see, the digestion in a dog takes 3 days. U'ba'ofos u'ba'dagim, no, much quicker. K'nesha tipo la'ar v'tisarv. As long as the quicker it takes to put him into a fire and burn it. Amar avhuna, shma mina, orach ara l'mishta umsa l'kalba. By the way, you learn from here, it's a good idea to throw your extra meat to a dog. Right, because a dog has less to eat. Mizonosa muatin v'kama. How much should you throw him? Amar Rav Mari. Mashach udne, the length of his ear. Give him pieces like that. V'chutra basrei. But right after that, hit him with a stick. Meaning you don't want him to like be coming back to you all the time. So that's why I hit him with a stick after. Hanimili badavra. And this is all in the desert. Aval b'masalo, in the city next to your house. Don't give the dog anything. The Gemara gives good advice. Asi the misrach, he's never going to leave. Never going to leave. Last line, Amar of Papa, less da'anye mi kalba, but less da'asir mi chazira. There's nothing poorer than the dog, and there's nothing richer than the pig. So on the surface, it means that a dog never has any food, and the pig has a lot of food. But there's a well-known, we're going to make it well-known right now, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, on a deeper level, the Gemara says that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is roi lashlicha l'klavim. It's right that he should be thrown to the dogs. Says the Gra. There are some mitzvahs and averis. There are some averis that everybody knows about and focuses on, like eating pig. Nobody's going to eat pig, achilas chazir. But there are some averis that people aren't makmid on, like Lashon Hara. Says the Gra, there's nothing poorer than the dog. There's no avera that's poorer than speaking Lashon Hara. It's a poor avera. Nobody does it. Nobody focuses on it. There's nothing richer than a pig, because nobody eats chazer. It's a very rich avera. Nobody's going to eat chazer. So that says the Gruh, that's what it's referring to. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow with the Ben Yehoyada's pshat of this line of the Gemara. Hashem, as we continue our countdown, and we get out to tomorrow's daf of Ein Mazel Yisrael and the great story of Rabbi Akiva's daughter. That Hashem is all coming up tomorrow, and then Hashem Shabbos will be the same.